Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for June 16, 2026. Let's start with a major regulatory breakthrough. Tesla's Cybercab has officially secured an EPA Certificate of Conformity for the 2026 model year, classifying it as a zero-emission vehicle. This paves the way for legal sales and operation on public roads in the United States. Production is ramping up at Gigafactory Texas, with targets of hundreds of units per week. The EPA documents reveal a 163-kilowatt front motor paired with a 48-kilowatt-hour battery. In full self-driving news, Tesla is rolling out FSD version 14.3.4, a minor but meaningful update. Key improvements include an upgraded neural network vision encoder, a rewritten AI compiler and runtime, and a 20% faster reaction time for the system. Tesla is also targeting a late June release of a V14 Lite version that will bring most AI 4 features to older Hardware 3 vehicles. On the Cybertruck front, base model dual-motor all-wheel drive deliveries have officially begun in the second half of June. However, new orders for this variant are now facing wait times stretching into 2027. Premium and Cyberbeast trims continue with earlier delivery windows. Turning to financials, Goldman Sachs has raised its Q2 2026 delivery forecast to 420,000 vehicles, up from an earlier estimate of 405,000. The analysts cited strong international registration data despite some softness in the U.S. market. Meanwhile, Tesla shares slipped slightly on Tuesday amid investor concerns about a potential merger with SpaceX and its implications for valuation. Tesla reported strong first-quarter results earlier this year, with revenue climbing 16% year-over-year to $22.39 billion, and gross margins expanding to 21%. In energy news, Argentine oil company YPF signed a letter of intent with Tesla to explore joint ventures in fast-charging infrastructure and energy storage systems. And on the battery front, Tesla is preparing to introduce new nickel-based battery cell technology that will raise the recommended daily charge limit from 80 to 90% state of charge for compatible vehicles. The company reportedly plans to launch 4 new batteries in 2026, including some specifically designed for robotaxi applications. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.